money problems, I'm sorry. Hey. Ain't no money problems ever stop me. Never. I just treated praying like a hobby. And then I prospered at Godspeed and it got me.
Money, money, power, yeah. I need checks in every week.
Oh, yeah.
For a season, nigga, I need breakfast.
Welcome back, Speedsters, to another episode of Prosper to Godspeed. This is your host, Godspeed, and I hope y'all are doing good today. Like I said in the Out of Hiding episode, I was going to kind of say the following episode, which is this one, for, you know, adversity, struggles, and setbacks. You know, shout out to my one of my good friends, Jason, and everybody who's been giving me, you know, some topics to cover. Because the thing about a podcast, having your own podcast, and that you're doing it 100% by yourself, is that sometimes the well can run dry on what to talk about, because you want to talk about things that people can relate to mostly. You know, you want to talk about things that you know they're going to listen to. And, you know, just sometimes you just, I can't, you know, my brain gets locked up and I can't formulate a good topic and take notes and research the topics that well, because of just the kind of mental block that comes of running out of topics. So this is episode 40. So I'm kind of, you know, excited. Like, I'm, you know, 10 episodes away from, or 10 episodes away from 50 episodes on Prosper to Godspeed. And it's been a journey, you know, nothing crazy with the podcast. It's just been the lack of, you know, discipline and commitment, which I'm going to talk about today on my part. But all in all, I'm still, you know, a few episodes away from 50. So I'm going to, you know, clap for myself. That's good, you know. And then I'll be 50 episodes from 100, and then 100 from 200 and all that type of stuff. So so let's start off with a short prayer like we always do. Lord, thank you for allowing us to be able to do the things we love. And I pray that people just find value in it, Lord. And I pray and ask that you will continue to help me to give what I can give to make the world a better place. And that we all can do that. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Okay, so today's episode is titled Struggles and Setbacks. Now, this is Prosper to Godspeed, so there's a very high chance that I've talked about what I'm about to talk about a couple of times, because when it comes to motivation and inspiring people to do better, struggles and setbacks are always a top. Like, that's one of the biggest things about motivation, is how to overcome struggles and falling off. More, you know, and a lot of, I'm a certified personal trainer. A lot of people look to me for fitness advice and things like that. And I'm gonna tell you, I'll be the first to tell you, when you on your fitness journey, whether you've been doing it or starting it, and if you've been doing a fitness journey, you already know, like, struggles and setbacks is a common theme throughout a fitness journey. Sorry, y'all, I'm trying to fix this mic. That's a constant thing throughout a fitness journey, is struggles and setbacks, because to call it how it is, man, it's hard. It's hard. You know, your body is so used to sugar intakes and salt, and once you start doing, you know, try to do good, your body's like, yo, what are you doing? Get the honey bun, bro. Get the honey bun. What? Water, man. Get that Coke, man. Get that Sprite. And it just takes it takes some will, okay? So I'm going to talk about struggles and setbacks, and I just want y'all to kind of to apply it to whatever you're going through in life at the moment. My people who are trying to, you know, get in shape, you know, lose weight, lose pounds. You know, it's easy to connect those things, because, like I said, you know, Prosper to Godspeed is, you know, for the most part, the foundation is kind of building a healthy physical life, you know, being healthy. So, i.e. working out and eating right. So, but you can, you know, Prosper to Godspeed just in the short time it's been here, it evolved quickly after the first couple episodes. So I like to cover, you know, motivation, mental health, and, you know, those type of things as well, and tie it all together because they're all connected, you know, some way, some fashion, they're all connected. So struggles and setbacks happen because of one thing, and some people may agree, and I don't think this is just the only thing that caused struggles and setbacks. Let me go and say that, because, you know, real life things happen, and you and then you end up struggling, and you having a setback, like, you know, let's say losing a loved one, or, you know, a natural disaster. Those type of things are, you know, excused, because those are some real things, and you didn't cause those things. So you just kind of have to, what's the word I'm looking for? You got to adjust. You just got to adjust the best way you can with those things. Now, when everything is going good and you just constantly fail to reach your goal, and you constantly fail to, you know, stay on track, I'm just going to go with the ugly truth here. Struggles and setbacks happen because of lack of discipline. And I say that because I recently had to have a look in the mirror at myself and say, you know, like, a fitness journey is forever a fitness journey. It's a lifestyle. Once you get into it, it's hard to get out of it. Once you commit to it, it's hard to uncommit, because you see and you feel the effects of working out, you know, over time. Your mental is clear. You can bounce around easy. You're strong. You look good in certain things. And it's just hard to uncommit from that type of thing. And then at the end of the day, when you work out, you're being safe. You're being healthy. You're improving your health. You're improving the chances of you living longer. All those things. So it's hard to uncommit from those type of things. But lack of discipline, I think, is one of the biggest reasons we have struggles and setbacks. So I'm trying to clean up my diet. I'm trying to, you know, cut a few pounds. And I know I've said that multiple times. And it's almost like I want to blame it on other things, but it's really just me and my lack of discipline. I have this app, and it's 2020, y'all, so apps literally, you know, technology literally can do everything for you. These people are so smart that they program these softwares to, if you input certain things, you get an output of a certain thing. So I use this app. Doggone dogs. I use this app where I put in my weight and everything, and it tells me how much protein, your basic macros, three macros that are real important to your weight goal. Protein, carbs, fat. So I put my weight in, it tells me how many calories to eat, tells me how many grams of protein, how many grams of carbs, how many grams of fat. And basically, if I followed that and hit that at a T, keeping it clean for the most part, my goal, I would have accomplished my goal in, you know, the standard time, which is, you know, a couple months. But the thing is, I log for a couple of days, and then I just get Wingstop, get Sonic, you know, and I just kind of looked in the mirror the other day and was like, what is he doing? Like, what are you doing? Like, you making this harder than what it is. You could have been there by now. And it's just a lack of willpower. So the last few days I've been, you know, logging my stuff, and kind of, not the longest, because the longest I've done it was in college, but the longest, I think, since I've been out of college, and that's been about 2 or 3 years. And I'm just, you know, every day, it's like every waking second, I'm telling myself, you got to eat clean. I know you craving some sushi. And sushi not even all that bad, but it's a lot of carbs. I'm like, you gotta, excuse me, you gotta hit these macros, son. You got to. Whatever it takes, you gotta do it. You know, you gotta, to yourself personally, I'm telling myself in the mirror, to yourself personally, you got a lot riding on just getting yourself back on track. You got a lot riding on that. Not other people, just me. You know, and I was telling myself, like, dang. You know, the ugly truth is that I've just been lazy when it comes to that. Lazy, lack of discipline, not committed to it. Working out, I'm not going to miss a workout. I'm going to hit the gym as many times as my workout tells me to. It say, you got to work out today. I'm going to the gym after I finish recording. Cool. Being there for about 2 hours. Tomorrow, I'm going to the gym. Wednesday, I'm going to have a rest day. Thursday, I'm back in. Friday, Saturday, Sunday, I'm back in the gym. But the setback and the lack of discipline on my diet is what's hurting me the most. You can't out-train about a bad diet, folks. But go on here and tell y'all this. You can be running 10 miles a day. If you eat hamburger and pizza all the time, chicken wing fries, and Lord knows I love those, you know, those are like some of my favorite foods. But if you are running and doing all this working out and not eating right, you're not really going to get a bunch. Now, you'll be lean, kind of small. But when you know, doing all that running, you want your muscles to stand out and all that. Nah, you ain't going to have that. You're still going to kind of have, you know, a little fluff. Unless you just always been small. So, struggles and setbacks are real and they're okay. And you just have to realize that they're going to happen throughout life. And when I say struggles and setbacks, I'm talking about the ones that you can't control. Natural disasters, losing some loved ones, you know, having to move, something like that, you know. But the other things, when it's self-inflicting, not developing a good plan, not preparing yourself properly. I know I need to prep this chicken. I need to cook this turkey. I need to just cook it and put it in the refrigerator. So when it's time for me to eat, I just go fix some. If that's what's going to help me stay on track, that's what I need to do. You know? You gotta embrace the struggles and setbacks some type of way. I've always been kind of good at embracing it. You know, I think at an early age, I don't know how, but I just give all praises to God. At an early age, I just kind of learned how to accept some things and not, you know, stress about it too much. You know, setbacks. Now, the food thing with me was a setback. I know I always look at the next day as a day to be better than I was the day before. And that helps me. I don't want to keep messing up, but when I do, I look at the next day as a day to get better, to get closer to the goal that I had set for myself. So in that way, for me, I'm embracing my setback and just knowing that, hey, tomorrow's another day to get better. So you got to find a way to embrace the struggle and setback, the adversity on your end, some type of way. You got to find a way to use it as motivation, as fuel for your goal. And I always talk about fitness and stuff because, let's be honest, it is, especially down here in Mississippi, it is one of the things that people, you know, even if they don't do it a lot, but it's one of the things that they care about a lot. You know, being in better health, heart health, all those type of things is something that Mississippians care about a lot, no matter if they're working out or not, because of just how, if you a listener from somewhere else, if you ain't never been to the South of the United States, you don't know what you're missing when it comes to food. The food is addicting. Partially because of all the sugar that they put in it, but because sugar is addicting. But the food is great down south of, I would say, Chicago. South of Illinois, food is great, man. Southern cooking is, deep Southern cooking is like no other, because, you know, you got Kentucky and, you know, once you pass, like, the top part of Tennessee, then you start to get into the root-a-tooter of Southern cuisine, and it is something different. But a lot of us in Mississippi, we're all, you know, we're always thinking about getting in shape, and I even go along to say, just in the world, you know, because people, you know, no matter what people say, I've always believed that people care about how they look, no matter how confident they are, no matter, you know, because of the way that the world has kind of programmed people to view weight. Now, also being heavy and big is not, it's okay to be confident. I'm not docking anybody to be confident about being confident about how you know look and feel. But the thing is, and the fact of the matter is, it does cause health problems. And you know, just growing up in Mississippi, you know, you kind of see it. You know, people having heart attacks, blood clots, you know, high cholesterol. These things are real. So at a point, you know, of course, when I first started off, it was like, yeah, I'm going to work out, get these muscles, get these girls will love me because I got muscles, all this type of stuff. But as I grew older, you understand that I'm glad I developed this need to work out, this routine, because I want to be healthy. You know, at the end of the day, I want to be healthy. I want, you know, when I go to the doctor and get my checkup, I want them to be like, man, you know, is your heart rate, you know, one time I went to get a checkup, and the lady was like, is your heart even beating? I was like, yeah. when you do a lot of like resistance training and cardio, you improve your heart rate, your resting heart rate. And I think my resting heart rate was like a 50 when I was in there getting checked out. And she was like, yeah, I mean, it's normal if a person works out a lot, you know, whereas somebody who don't work out, their resting heart rate is, you know, I think the average resting heart rate is 70, 80, I think. But I've seen, you know, being a trainer in college, I've seen some resting heart rates be in the 90s. And, you know, that just means your heart is just pumping, is working hard to keep to move the blood throughout your body, even when you're not doing anything. So I don't know how I got on that, but embrace the struggle and the setback the best way you can. There's something to be learned in a setback or a struggle. I've always believed that when I have a setback, you know, not just, you know, with the diet or anything, but any type of setback, you know, any type of life setback, any type of life struggle, you know, I just kind of sit and kind of reevaluate things and think about things like, man, how can I be better? What can I do better now? You know, so I think it's a lesson to always be learned. At a struggle or a setback, you just kind of have to dig, and you just kind of have to pray and ask God to show you what He wants you to see in those moments of struggle and setback. You know, God, what are you trying to show me right now? What do I need to pay attention to? What do I need to do better? What do I need to bring to the forefront of my mind so I can do better, be better at it? Those type of things. So I think there's always a lesson to be learned in a struggle or setback. Self-inflicting struggle setback, because like I say, you know, y'all hear that grunt and stuff. That's Winnie. That's my little puppy. She just down there. She mad because I don't want her all up on me while I'm trying to work. So she down there trying to get my attention. Yeah, I always think there's a lesson to be learned, but it's self-inflicting struggles and setbacks, natural struggles and setbacks, death in the family, natural disasters, having to move. The biggest thing I have to say about those type of things is just keep in your mind, find a way, if it's working out, find a way to get a workout in, you know, if you can. You know, you want to keep your routine going, because I've been in this fitness game for about 10 years. I done about seen it all and done it all when it comes to trying to get in better shape. And one of the things you're going to go through on this journey is when you go on a vacation or something like that, and I'm telling you, if you don't work out, coming back off that and trying to work out is can be challenging. You know, it can be challenging because you get used to, you know, on a vacation, you get used to just waking up, sleeping, eating, going to, going to places, shopping, and just going back home to sleep. You know, you don't really do too much, but just find a way to stay in routine some type of way, you know. So I got a few things on how to overcome these struggles and setbacks. Number one, plan better. Plan better. If you're working out and you're trying to lose weight and your diet is not the best, but you don't prep your food, you don't plan your food accordingly, guess what you're going to end up doing? You're going to end up on your lunch break. You're going to end up going to Chick-fil-A. You're going to end up getting a Chick-fil-A sandwich, fries, macaroni and cheese, and high C lemonade mix. That's what you're going to end up doing. And you're going to, until you start planning better. Now, when you plan, folks, when you meal prep, don't meal prep just a meal prep. Eat that stuff. Eat it. There's a reason you prepped it. It's to keep you on point. It's to keep you on, it's to keep you in line with your goal. You just gonna prep food, pre-cooked food, and not eat it? And you still gonna go get that Chick-fil-A? I'm guilty. I tell you, I too, man. Meal prep and then leave the food at home on purpose. Hey, get Chick-fil-A for lunch. I know it's, but I will try to be better. I will try to be better than I am. I mean, I know you're gonna face some of the same. I know you're gonna face some of the same struggles and things that I did and that anybody does. But I just want, you know, to be better. And I just hope that, you know, the things I talk about can help you to be better and to know what to expect so that you can, you know, fight it the best way you can. Plan better. This is one of the ones I just kind of implemented in my life when it comes to this food stuff. It's pull out all stops to avoid setbacks. And understand, like I said earlier, understand sometimes you can't pull out all stops to avoid setbacks, and that's okay. That's talking about the natural setbacks, things that are out of your control. So, pull out all stops to avoid setbacks, y'all. I'm at the point now in my fitness journey, in my diet, that I'm like, yo, you got these protein powders. You need to hit your macros. You're going to have to drink about 2 or 3 protein shakes a day. That's just what it is. That's just what it is. You can find a way to fit it in, to take it so you can reach this goal. Just simple as that. Cut out the distractions. Resist, man. Ooh, I'm telling you. Pull out all stops. When I say pull out all stops, I'm talking about, and do it early. Don't wait till you done failed 10 times to pull out all stops. No, pull out all stops. I would say if you, the first time you fail, try again. Second time, you fail. That third time, fourth time, it ain't no more time for failing. Pull out all stops to avoid setbacks. Whatever you got to do at that third and fourth attempt, you need to be pulling out, doing everything to not fail or to not cause a setback yourself. So for me, the last few days, I just, like I said, I've been really meditating constantly on, you got to hit these macros. You want to wear these athletic joggers that you used to wear back in the day. You know, Adidas track pants, Nike track pants, soccer pants, whatever. And anybody that knows me knows that I'm a athletic leisure guy. I love athletic wear. I don't really care to wear jeans and stuff like that. But I mean, I will if I have to. But my go-to fit is gonna be a nice T-shirt, some type of sports shirt, Nike, some type of hoodie, and some soccer pants and some and some shoes. I'm gonna make it look good. That's just who I've always been. Because I like to be comfortable. I like to be stretched out. I like to be able to move. I'm a big guy, so I like to be able to move. So I just constantly thinking about that. Even right now, I'm thinking about I'm finna go work out, and I'm usually, you know, starving after a workout, you know, doing cardio and then doing weights. You work up a real good appetite. I'm literally at this moment thinking about you're gonna do your workout. You gotta be strong. You're gonna come home and you're gonna eat this food that's already prepped. You're gonna eat what's in the house. It's just simple as that. It's just time. So gotta pull out all stops to avoid setbacks. Whatever it is in your life, if you can avoid the setback, avoid it. Simple. Adjust the best you can. If you do have a setback, that's another way to overcome. Just adjust the best you can. Realize the problem early on and adjust as quick as you can. Don't, you know, give yourself excuses. Don't give yourself room to keep saying, "Oh, I'm still adjusting. I've done that," and it's just an excuse. So adjust the best way you can and do it fast. Do your research. Research on, you know, multiple ways of helping. Whatever you're going through, just do your research. I like to look up random things throughout the day. I'll see something, I'll think about something, and I just look it up. And you know, that's what the internet is for, man. Internet has so much information that if you're a person trying to get into working out and you don't really want to buy a trainer, yo, the internet can train you. It's so much out there that, you know, you just have to put the effort in and go out there and do the work yourself. Because nobody going to do the work for you. You know, again, just something I'm just firsthand, I know. Nobody's going to do the work for you. You got to do it for yourself. Setbacks are few if you commit to whatever you're doing 100%. So you won't see a lot of self-inflicting setbacks if whatever you're doing, you do it 100% wholeheartedly. You won't see a lot of setbacks caused by you. You know, there'll be setbacks caused by whatever it is, but you won't cause a setback. You know, you won't hurt your own self in reaching your goal or slow your process. It won't be you. So commit early on 100%. Know that if this is something you're going to be doing or you want to do, commit to it and say, "Oh, I know I got to put the time in to get this, to do this. I got to put the time in. I got to sacrifice here, sacrifice there. Got to do it. I'm ready to do it, and it's just time." So early on, commit 100%, and if you do so, you'll avoid most of the setbacks. You'll avoid that, and they won't. If you do have a setback, most of them won't be caused by you and your actions. And one of the things I just really, really want y'all to hear, speeches, is that you have a setback or you're struggling, don't beat yourself up. Don't beat yourself up over setbacks and struggles. This is life. Life, you're going to have struggles. You're going to have setbacks. It's just true, you know. You're going to have struggles. You're going to have setbacks. Don't beat yourself up over it. Regroup and attack. Regroup. Get yourself together. Find the areas, the places you can be better and just do better. So don't beat yourself up. I know a lot of my friends, I know a lot of people personally that, you know, when they're on their fitness journey or whatever, and you know, they have a setback, they kind of beat themselves up like, dang, you know. And I've done it myself, you know. I just told y'all I would get to a point and, you know, just kind of and do good for a few days and then be like, wah, 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 just fall off. But I don't really beat myself up about it. I just think to myself, tomorrow's another day. We're gonna do better than we did today. That's just the goal, you know, to be better than I was the day before. So speeches, don't beat yourselves up about struggles and setbacks. And just remember, a lot of setbacks are caused by lack of discipline. You got to be disciplined when you're trying to accomplish a goal. Got to be disciplined. You figure out the plan. You execute the plan. and you do your job, you do your pointing to make it happen. If you're trying to be a lawyer, you're gonna study old cases, whatever the lawyers do when they're in school to be a lawyer. You're gonna research everything. You do hella research. Research the open cases, whatever it is, I don't know. To win a case or to be the best lawyer you can be. Doctor, you're gonna study these terminologies, you're gonna practice, you're gonna stay up late and look at videos on whatever, watch your superior, whoever, do surgery, help them with surgery. That's what you're gonna do as a doctor. And when you're working out, you know, you got to be disciplined. You got to know, like, I can't be eating this type of stuff all the time. I can't be drinking all this alcohol, you know. It's just the truth. There's just the truth. Got to have that discipline. And I believe, species, if you have that discipline, the setbacks, they'll be few and far. There'll be few setbacks. You won't have a lot of them. Caused by you. I have to reiterate, because there are natural setbacks, you know. Weather, all those type of things. I just got an update. They say that another tropical storm formed in the Atlantic. So there are going to be setbacks, but try your best to not cause them yourself. This is Prosper the Godspeed. I hope y'all enjoyed this episode of Speechless. I hope y'all find value in this and struggles and setbacks and sharing a little bit of the stuff that I've went through and gone through myself. So I hope y'all come back, and new people that's listening, I hope y'all come back and listen again. And I really hope y'all enjoyed this episode, and I'll see y'all on the next episode. Two.
You got money problems, I'm sorry. Hey. Ain't no money problems ever stop me. Never. I just treated praying like a hobby, and then I prospered at Godspeed, and it got me.
Money, power, yeah. I need checks in every week. Oh, yeah. Four season, nigga, I need breakfast.